Weather forecast today, cloudy, more humid, occasional showers and storms, and a high of 83. It's 74 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey again today is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Large supplies of hogs continue pressuring the cash markets, which are called steady to a dollar per hundredweight lower. Terminal markets are called steady to lower. Nearly all of the pork plants are said to be full for this week and weekend, and some are well on their way to having enough hogs booked for next week, according to livestock dealers and market managers. In Peoria, it's called steady with a top of $40. There'll be lots of lights and sows in the mix. Butcher prices should hold steady after falling $2 yesterday. Well, as we take a look at what's happening on the daily direct hog reports for the Eastern Corn Belt yesterday, negotiated swine purchases were 12,567 base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, had a base price range of 53 to 62 and the weighted average 59.03. That was a loss of $1.09 since Tuesday. And on a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.34 to 48.88 with a weighted average of 47.12. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,323, base price range 52.25 to 65.75, weighted average 61.27, a loss of 36 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 37 to 50, the weighted average 45.91. Pullback in the wheat pits, probably not unexpected, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes as we continue on the pre-opening commodity market report. But first, it's meteorologist Ed Kieser with the agricultural weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And looking at the agricultural weather for the Midwest Corn Belt, some rain is in the forecast. So that's a change from the weather we've had of late. It's been very dry over much of the Corn Belt of late. We generally, the crops generally favor the dry weather we've had lately, as we're in the maturation process for most crops. But that ideal weather will be coming to an end, but we're not looking for major problems with the wet weather that is coming in over the next couple of days. The corn and soybean crops have been maturing rather rapidly of late with the dry and warm conditions that have been in the area. The rain that is coming in now is too late to really benefit any of the corn and soybeans to any great degree at this point now that we're into the month of September. Cooler air is starting to move in as well, so say goodbye to the 90s. We'll still have some 80s around this part of the Midwest the next couple of days, 70s farther north, and some even cooler weather is expected to move in stages over the next week or so, but we don't expect any cold. And one thing I can say right now, with the crops finishing up quicker than usual with the warm and dry weather we've had of late, and no frosty weather showing up on the maps over the next 10 days, I don't think we have to worry about frost being an issue for the corn and beans in the Midwest Corn Belt this year. The combination of the fast finish and the fact that we don't have anything coming in of that degree relatively soon means that even if the frost is a little earlier than average in October, which I'm not forecasting right now, we don't know when the first frost will come, but even if it does come a little earlier than average this year, it probably should not be a big deal. So that's one thing we can erase from the concerns for this season. We are going to have more showers on a periodic basis over the next week to 10 days. So that is going to slow down the maturation, slow down the early harvest. But we don't expect major problems to develop here over the next week to 10 days. It's just not going to be ideal. And as we go farther out, it's a little hard to assess what's going to happen. The long-range computer models are not in agreement. Also, we're in that tropical season, and while no hurricanes or tropical storms are heading in this general direction in the near term, we can't say once we get out 10 days or beyond what's going to happen in the tropics and how that might affect the Midwest Corn Belt. So the uncertainty factor really increases as we go out more than about 10 days on the forecast. Now, as we take a look at South America, one thing we've been talking about in recent weeks is the lack of rainfall and the abundance of dryness in Argentina. It does look like there will be some showers moving into Argentina here over the weekend. Wheat areas have remained dry up to this point, and it does look like there will be mild weather in Argentina this weekend, and that will also lead to maybe some rain, mainly in southern areas of Argentina, Saturday into Sunday. Major totals are not anticipated, but the weather pattern is becoming a little more active, so maybe they'll get some needed rain for some improvement of the wheat crop in Argentina. That is one area, at least, that we are watching quite a bit. Back to the United States, I'll just say in the Delta, there will be some showers starting to develop there. They've already had some. That's an area that's been very dry. Not much rain is going to occur east of there, although there might be occasionally some showers into Tennessee and over toward Alabama, but those are the areas that are still experiencing the most severe conditions from the drought, and we're not looking at as much rain there as in the Delta. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Overnight trading in Kansas City, September wheat open at 8:01, up 20 on the open, down 6 on the last trade. December, 7.99 and a half, up 8 and a quarter, and down 10 and a half. And for March, 7.98 was the open, up 4 and a half, and down 18 and a quarter on the close. September in Chicago, 8.43 and a half, that was up 1 on the open, down 27 on the last trade. December, 8.48, up 12 and a half, and down 15 and a quarter. The March contract, 844 and a quarter, up 13 on the open, down 18 and a quarter in the last trade. May, 771 and a half, up 4 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. September corn, 329, up a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters in the last trade. December opened at 345 and 3 quarters, unchanged, down 2 and 3 quarters in the last trade. March at 363, up 1 and a quarter on the open, down 2 and a half in the last trade. May opened unchanged at 371 and a half, down 1 in the last trade. The December 08 contract, 396, down 3 quarters and down 2 and a quarter. September soybeans, 885 and a half, down 3 and a half on the open, down 8 on the last trade. November, 902, down 1 and down 8. January, 916 and a half, down 2, down 8 and a half. And the March 08 contract opened at 928, down 3 quarters, and down 7 on the close. Soybean meal for September, 243, down 240 on the open and last trade. October, 247.40, unchanged on the open, down 280 on the last trade. And October soybean oil, 37.50 was the open on the overnight trading, up 2, down 14 on the last trade. Ellen Dearden joins us from AgriView and Morton to talk about these numbers. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Jay.
Well, what'd you see in those numbers? Big pullback in the wheat from that rally?
We sure did. I thought the wheat market looked pretty darn nervous yesterday, even though the D's and the March both closed up the 30-cent limit. Just a reminder, we don't expand limits like we used to. Since we've gone to these larger limits, we just don't do the expansion. Used to be we would increase by 50% after 2 days limit moves in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
The wheat market likely will be down a dime, maybe as much as 15 cents today. Lots of talk about how low the ending stocks in the world, how low the ending stocks in the U.S. will be on next week's report.
Okay, 10 to 15 lower on wheat. What about the corn and beans? Was the slight drop there pretty much in sympathy with the wheat pullback, do you think?
I think it was. However, we struggled in the market yesterday on Wednesday. We'll be down 2 to a nickel on the corn this morning, I would think. We are starting to see some the private estimates coming in. F.C. Stone came in at 13.06 and Allendale at 13.42 billion bushel for the U.S. crop. A lot of talk about how much larger this crop can be based on these early yield reports and quick maturity. On the soybeans, Jay, we'll be down 6 to 8 cents. November beans are going to struggle to get back over $9 after having broken through that overnight. Continued soybean deliveries, kind of a surprise there. Big question mark, of course, is where will Brazilian soy acres be Allendale came out with 2.74 with a big 43.3 bushels per acre yield. I think the trade's going to be on the defensive.
Ellen, thank you much as always. That's Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton joining us on the Thursday pre-opening commodity markets report. Right now, as we take a look at some of the outside markets, crude oil for October is up 98 cents a barrel at 76.71. November at 75.45, up 78. The Dow Jones Industrials at 13,328, up 22.5 points. You are listening to WILL Urbana. We're the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. BBC News is next. The time is 1 minute past 9 o'clock.